invite some of our elders to come and prepare to serve communion. This is an opportunity to fellowship with the Father through Jesus, and this is a reminder of what it took, what it cost, how we have access. We have bread and juice, reminders of Jesus' body broken, Jesus' blood poured out, because that's what it took to pay my price. We look at the cross and we say, well, that's what I, a sinner, deserve. Not just physical torment and torture, but the wrath of the Father toward my sin. And He took my place. He bore my sin in His body on the tree. He paid the penalty for what I deserve. He experienced that God-forsakenness that I deserve for eternity as an eternal being hanging between heaven and earth as the Father poured out His wrath. It pleased the Lord, Isaiah 53 says, to crush Him in my place. Jesus gladly took my place. He says, if there's any other way, this doesn't sound fun. If there's any other way, yet not my will but yours be done, I'm willing to drink the cup of the wrath of Almighty God so that I can have fellowship with you forever. He paid the price in full. He offers it freely to us as a gift. Take, receive. Just as our elders will come and offer you a piece of bread and a cup of juice, you don't have to get out your Venmo, and it's free. It's offered. We gotta accept it. It's a gift. You have to receive it. Take it. Treasure it. Value it for what it's worth. Reflect on who Jesus is. Once we've all been served, if you're not a believer, believing is simply completely trusting, depending on, throwing your confidence on, calling out to God for mercy, saying, I have no hope, there's no other options, I understand I'm a sinner, and I understand what I deserve. So would you forgive a sinner like me based on the finished work of Jesus on the cross? His answer is always yes. So if you ask Him today, He'd love to give you that gift. That's the good news. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God through the finished work of Jesus. And receive a gift. Enjoy the gift. Take bread and juice. Reflect on what Jesus did for you. Once we've all been served, we'll give Him thanks. We'll take that together as a body of believers in Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did, what you came to do. And thank you that I, a sinner, can be united with you in your death and in your resurrection, and that your resurrection power is living in us as believers today, transforming us, making our thoughts, our hearts, our attitudes, our desires, our affections new. Holy Spirit, continue that work in each one of us. Put our mouths out of taste for the bait with which the tempter baits his hooks. Help us to see through the lies and to put to death those things that are killing us and walk in resurrection power, in the power of you, the Holy Spirit, in newness of life. Fill us with your Spirit. Use us for your glory. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice on the cross. For a sinner like me. Thank you.
His body broken for you, take and eat. His blood poured out to make us clean and make us new. Drink.